If you don't know now, you do know this is Guns, and this is the Guns Live, high above Madison Square Garden, the greatest city in the world. They say that it never ever sleeps. Everyone, stop what they're doing. Stop, focus. Come on now, pay attention. We're stoked to welcome back one of the sweetest, and I don't like really using the word realist, but she is pretty real. Realist people out there. And oh, yeah, her music's not too shabby either. Her name is Katie Groves, at twatter.com/Katie Groves. And what's up, girl?
You're so gross. It's not twatter.
All right,
so disgusting.
It's so twatter on the Gun Show. How are you, babe?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing real good. Since the last time you were on, it's been great to see. First of all, I mean, the response has been, it's kind of incredible. I mean, you know, for not really like being full on tour or anything like that, you got to be pretty taken back by it's pretty much the last 3-6 months of your life.
Yeah, it's really like crazy. I love it. It's like, it's really cool. Because I feel like all the people that have sort of joined Team Katie are sort of like, they're just really like my friends, and they know my story, and I feel like they know like a lot about me. So it's like, I don't know, it's really cool to get to talk to everyone and whatever.
Right. Now, you're in the unique situation where, as we speak here with Katie Groves, that pretty much you've kind of up and come within the past year or so. I mean, we had great times on Bamboozle Roadshow, but if you want to retell the story, because we have a bunch of new listeners, you didn't know that you were really going to be playing the Bamboozle Roadshow for the most part. You didn't have too much practice beforehand, needless to say, with the live shows. You want to talk about that?
No. Yeah. you know, I didn't even know. I mean, just this whole thing is kind of like, everything's crazy, like the record deal, everything. It's like, I don't know. I'm really lucky. I mean, it's like a big fluke situation. No one really like can believe all of it, especially myself. But so it's like this summer, the Bamboozle Roadshow, that was like, you know, that was my first tour. That was my first show. And I didn't have a band. I just had like a guitarist and someone who played like, you know, some auxiliary stuff. And it was I learned everything that I know about performing this summer, so it wasn't too shitty of a tour to learn, you know. It was like an awesome tour.
Of course. I mean, you talk about great band. I mean, yeah. I mean, people would literally kill to be on that, you know what I mean? Like, so fortunate.
I can't believe it. And I even got to be like main stage, which is like ridiculous.
All the time low. Third Eye Blind. Didn't you come out and sing a song with Third Eye Blind like one of the nights, or like just like
every night? Every night I sang like one or two songs with Third Eye Blind, which was like
Third Eye Blind, babe.
I couldn't even believe it.
Unreal.
Everyone, like, it was so cool because, like, you know, that can either go one of two ways. Whenever you come up really fast, or like when something really good happens to someone, people automatically want to believe that you don't deserve it. So they want to, like, so like that tour, I could have been like, people could have been like, well, that girl's not even that good, like, blah, blah, blah. But they really weren't. They were, like, awesome, and everyone adopted me. And every single band there that's completely huge treated me like an equal. And it was really, really, really cool.
Clearly. And it's been so good to, you know, see the progress and just the amount of followers and just everything. And, well, let's talk about what you've been up to. You were on the Gun Show, like I said, mentioned before, as you speak here with Katie Groves. It's C-A-D-Y and then Groves. MySpace, all the above, and more. Twitter, et cetera.
Everyone better follow me on Twitter. I say really sexual stuff. It's kind of funny.
She says great things. No matter what hour of the day it is, if she writes something, I laugh. And then sometimes I reply back to it. And it's really funny.
I just have the most random stuff that goes through my head at all times of the day. And, like, if I would even tweet, like, I don't even tweet half the stuff that comes in my head, because some of it's, like, I'd probably get shot in the face by my label if I, like, said that.
Yeah. Are you one to wake up, like, the next morning and be like, what the hell did I tweet last night? Like, one of those things?
Yeah, no, seriously. Like, every day I'll go back to my Twitter and look at what I wrote the day before and be like, what is my problem? Like, what's even wrong with
like,
me?
Like, who does that? Who does that? Yeah. Like, who says that?
What is my deal?
Yeah. But, well, what is your deal? Talk about, last time you were on, you were here over in NYC, and you were doing, I guess, laying down some tracks, doing all of that. But now you're over in Cali, laying down more tracks. And just from the reaction I get from industry people, but also yourself, I can just tell with the excitement in your voice that this music that you've been putting out, that you've been writing, that you are getting set to put out, is pretty ballin'.
Yeah, I just, like, I can't even, I'm just so excited. Every time I start talking about it, my stomach, like, clenches up and I get like freaked out because I'm just so
good.
So
we'll start talking about it. Let us know. We want you to get that feeling right now. Talk about it.
Well,
don't hold back. Don't feel ashamed. You're talking to guns. I mean, come on.
Well,
now.
I've been writing so much. I get to work with, like, I'm working with producers that I just like can't even believe I get to sit in the same room with them. Like all the Swedish people from, you know, I get to work with Max Martin soon, mm-hmm. which is like, I mean, mind-boggling.
Living legend right there, dude.
Yeah, so, like, can't wait to work with him. And then I'm working right now. I'm at Christian Lundin's house. He and Max actually used to be partners, and they made all the Britney Spears, all the NSYNC, all the Backstreet Boys, all the like, all Celine Dion. Like they wrote and produced all those songs. So I mean, this guy is a legend. You know, right,
the real
too,
deal.
And it's just, yeah, it's just so much fun, and they're so sweet. And I've worked with so many people. Matt Squire, I did an awesome song with Matt Squire the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Just I work 12 to 15 hours a day. But it's so much fun.
All right. It's true, folks. Like I call people folks, but it's true because just for you to be able to do this, and that's why I fully appreciate you being able to. We had to like specifically set up this time because literally you've been writing just nonstop. Talk about the writing process. For those that don't know, you had a tough childhood, just tough life in general, but you haven't let that really set you back at all. I believe, and you can reiterate this, it's almost like using for motivation. Does that come in these new songs, or just is it because of what you've been through that helped you with your work ethic that you're doing now to be able to put in these long hours?
Well, I wouldn't say that it didn't affect me because I did go.
I didn't say it didn't affect you, but I mean, yeah. I mean, you went through.
It definitely it doesn't affect me now. It would be like more accurate. I think, you know, I went through a really, really tough depression most of my life, and it was due to, I mean, just ridiculous things that I had to go through, and so I realized at one point that when I wrote all of it down and just like vented in this way that just like, it's like lyrical therapy. Like I completely, not even kidding, like I have healed myself to the point where like I'm actually bored of my old pain. Like I'm bored of it because I've written so much about it. Like for this album, for this like really big release RCA album that's going to be coming out probably, you know, next, it's after the holidays for sure. You know, right. The single will probably come out.
But quarter
February.
We're looking like quarter one, right? Quarter one, quarter two for the album, which is like,
yeah,
like spring or summerish.
Spring, hopefully. I'm hoping spring. I'm trying.
Let's get it out in spring, all right? Interested people out there, let's focus on this girl and get it out in spring, please. Come on now.
Well, it's a big process, and I'm the most impatient person in the world. Like, I have to make things happen quickly or I'm afraid they'll go away. And so, but what I realized with this album is you have to take your time. Like I wrote my Life of a Pirate album, my self-release album. I wrote that in literally like 3 days. Mm-hmm. And it's a good lyrical content. It's good, whatever. But like, I wasn't concentrating on things that I could have concentrated on to make the songs just so much better. And now like, I've learned it's like a machine. Like you have this, like there's this process, and you can sit and think on one word for 3 hours and make a better word. Like it's just, I don't know, it's so much fun. It's like a code,
right.
Like a code cracking process. say crack again, crack.
Crack a lot. So, well, have you mastered the art?
I mean, I don't think anyone's really mastered the art. Well, a few people, Max Martin and some of those boys.
The people that happen to be helping you with your album.
Yes. But the thing that is I really want to stress with this album is I've written every lyric. It's all me. Like, it's my story. It's not anyone writing my songs for me. It's not anyone putting words in my mouth. It's my pain, my happiness, everything. And I remember when I was a kid, like, I was obsessed with, like, Britney Spears and stuff, and I remember her doing an interview and talking about, like, making her first album and the feeling that she got. And, like, I'm making sure that I'm not taking any of it for granted. Like, every single mm-hmm. day, I'm zoned in and, like, yeah. Really, really, really working hard and trying to be the best that I can. And I'm just,
yeah.
I want it to be so good. I just want it to be great, mm-hmm. you know?
And I'm sure it definitely will be. I mean, just the EP that you did put out, like you said, it came out, like, you know, you were able to write within whatever. And then also the song with Steven Zerzak. And there's so many fish in the sea.
I wrote that song. I literally wrote that song, not even kidding, in like 10 minutes.
I was laying
on a couch in his house while everyone was in there, like, talking. And I just started singing it out loud. And then he got his guitar. And then I just wrote it all down in literally, like, 10 minutes. Yeah. I was like, okay, well, it's a duet. Let's do this.
Yeah, he was telling us about I love when he comes in. He goes, but I can't. He's awesome. But it's got that, you know, that just that uniqueness and just the funness and the innocentness. Regarding you, in general. But it's very cool to see that things are coming along. I just, you know, we didn't really have anything to promo for the most part. I just wanted to get a studio update for you, and also, you know, to talk to a lot of new people are starting to learn about you.
Cool.
And you've surrounded yourself for the most part. I mean, I don't know, but for the most part, it seems like you're surrounded. You do have a good crew or whatever around you, and just make sure that you keep up with that because you fucking deserve it.
Thank you.
And what else? Is there anything you do want to promo? Just besides following the Twitter, like what can people expect? Are you going to be touring in the new year or what?
There is a really, really big surprise that I really want to tell everyone about, and it's coming out in January.
Okay.
And it could be, you know, a radio song, but it's not mine. It's just, you know, a duet, but I'm not going to tell you with who.
Right.
So
it could be, but everyone, it could be none of that, by the way. But
it could be none of that. It could be that I have, like, a broken arm. And I won't be playing slow pitch this summer, next summer. I don't know, something like that.
Right.
But
that was horrible. That was a horrible, like, excuse thing.
I know.
You're supposed to be better than that, girl. Come on now.
Everyone's so sorry for me. No, but I don't know. Like, I'm just, you know, I'm so excited, and I have to learn to be patient, and I just, you know, I want this to be everything that I know that it should and can be. So I'm just, you know, I'm taking it easy and trying to make it happen. And also, like, it's so weird how different I feel just in the past 2 months, you know, getting to talk to all these new people and people who are learning about me when I haven't even put anything new out in almost a year, you know, like, it's really, really cool. And I've grown up a lot in the past couple months, as a person going through stuff.
Sorry to interrupt you because you are my guest, but, you know, professionalism runs not really rampant here on the Gun Show. You met Bieber? Talk about this. Did you meet him, or were you just joking? Come on now.
I'm not kidding. I was literally, okay, this is what happened. I had a day off. I go to the Beverly Center Mall basically all the time and spend so much money because I'm so bored when I'm not working, which is like, I never really have a day off, but I happen to randomly have a day off. So I go there, and I'm like walking out of this Forever 21 store, which I spend a lot of my money at, and I'm walking, like, to Starbucks to get a drink, and Justin Bieber's, like, standing beside me. He's like, hey, girl, what's up? And I was like,
Did you immediately know it was him? Like,
I didn't even know it was him. I was like, and then I looked at him, and I was like, hey. And I'm so awkward. Like, I'm painfully awkward.
Oh, really?
But I couldn't tell. I do it on purpose to entertain myself because I think I'm borderline crazy.
Right.
So, like, I purposely make situations more ridiculous than they have to be just so I'll, like, have a better story to tell later, like right now. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, ha, 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 hey, hey. And he was like, he, like, bought my coffee for me. I didn't want to tweet that he bought my coffee for me because then everyone would be like, oh, my God.
Right.
But he did. He was a gentleman, and he talked to me in line, and I told him, like, I was making my album, and we just talked about it. And I told him that he was actually on tour with Vita from Bamboozled.
Of course,
Chambers.
Yeah, of course.
And
I was like,
I was like, I'm friends with Vita, and, like, you were on tour with my friend. He's like, who's your friend? I was like, Vita. He's like, oh, yeah. So we talked, like, you know,
a couple minutes,
5-10 minutes. Probably 10 minutes while they were making our coffees. And then we took a few sips, and he said, all right, girl, I'll check you later. And then, like, gave me a hug and walked away. And I was like, cool. And then I picked up my phone and tweeted as I was, like, freaking out. And then after he walked away, there was this band of, like, 12-year-old girls that was, like, being held back by the security guard that, like, ran up to me and, like, trampled me down to Starbucks and was like, oh, my God, can I get a picture with you? Like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, my God. Like, they're seriously, it was a little bit ridiculous, but it was kind of cool.
Oh, man. That's very cool. Well, listen.
I was I was famous by proxy.
That's awesome. Well, listen, let's end it on that note, because that's awesome. We'll end it on that emotional high for you. We're speaking of Katie Groves. That's awesome. A lot of people are going to be excited to hear that, but even more so excited for the music that will be upcoming. And as soon as you're able to, right, you will be able, you, as soon as you are able to, you will put out songs for the people to hear.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Yes. I have, literally 85 to 100 demos under my belt right now.
Perfect.
It's ridiculous. I want to show people so bad.
So you got that going for you.
You got that going for you.
Clearly. Awesome.
Anything below else the belt line.
Oh, snap. Anything else you want to say to anybody, Miss Katie Groves?
I love you really hard.
Me or the fans?
The fans, not you, creepo.
Damn it. Fuck.
Actually, I do love you, though, but in a non-sexual sort of way.
Completely.
In a way,
please.
That where I, lay under your bed in your closet and do cute things like that.
Right. Clearly. Yeah. Perfect. It's sweet. And besides that, you love the fans, and I'll follow you on Twitter. We'll say Twitter now.
Twitter. Yes.
Cool.
Twitter.
Well, good luck with writing. Are you in Cali then, or where will you be for
I've been basically living in Cali, I think I'm going to be here for a long time.
Perfect.
So, and I might be going to London and Sweden soon, so that'd be cool.
Perfect. Awesome. Sounds good. You're a great American, Miss Katie Groves, and it's
what is that?
You're a great American. It's a good
thing.
Sounds
like something awkward a guy would say to a girl after sex that he didn't know what to say. He'd be like, "You're a great American. God bless America."
No, it's,
he'd be like, "What?"
Was it good for you? And the answer is no. I've had better. Come on now.
Okay. Is that what I'm going here?
No. Boom. Snap.
Okay,
love you. Okay. Bye. Bye, Katie Groves.
Love your face. See you later. See you, English.
Peace.